Moncrief on News Talk.
Seeing an owl out in the wild is rare enough, but seeing one at sea is extraordinarily rare because that's not usually, pardon the pun, their neck of the woods. Yet 70 miles off the coast of Norfolk, an exhausted barn owl landed on a boat and was nursed by the crew. James Stannard is a conservation officer for the Barn Owl Trust in Devon. Good afternoon, James.
Hello, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
So I suppose the first thing is, what kind of condition was this poor owl in by the time they landed on the boat?
Well, the owl that actually appeared to the sailors and flew past the vessel tried landing on a crewmate's head, and came off of its head and fell into the ocean, and then tried flying up, I believe, two or three times before actually getting into the boat. It was very wet, and yeah, it was underweight and not looking very good at all.
Yeah, and I suppose it wouldn't be typical for an owl to even land like that among people. It was probably a sign of how desperate it was.
It was definitely in a bit of a desperate spot. I mean, it is well established in literature that barn owls landing on things like oar rigs and trawlers and ships. So it's not unheard of them being seen out to sea, but it's obviously quite a rare occurrence.
Yeah.
And for us here at the Barn Owl Trust, we don't often, I mean, we have a national call centre here where we take inquiries. And we don't often get calls of this nature. So when it came in the other day, it was quite a special one to take. And
yeah.
we rallied around and tried to get a positive outcome.
70 miles, would your typical owl be capable of flying that distance?
Well, an owl in peak condition can fly for around 3 hours. But no, it's not something, they're very faithful to their home range. So being out like that is a bit different.
Yeah,
and we haven't actually seen the owl, but we've spoken. The owl's currently with the RSPCA, having some rehab. But we understand it's a juvenile owl. So it was, it was probably out of its depth, probably long and dispersed from the nest, and yeah, it was trying to find its way.
Yeah,
and it was just lucky it found its boat.
Yeah, indeed. Now, can you speculate as to why it headed out to sea?
Well, we don't actually know for sure. As I say, birds being out at sea, owls, it is documented historically, but it is the possibility that this owl was maybe roosting on a vessel, which then went out to sea, and then the owl flew from the vessel, or it had attempted to cross and just found out it was in a bit deep and, yeah, got a bit lost.
Yeah, so but the owl wouldn't have been capable of going, I'm going the wrong direction and turning around and going home again.
If it's a juvenile owl, it wouldn't have established its home range. It wouldn't have known where it was. It would have been, to say the least. So when we received the call, we knew it was a bit of a race against the clock. Excuse the pun, because the boat was in a race. But yeah, it was just a matter of, I was managed to plot the man by following it on tracking where the boat was going to be. And I was desperately ringing around anyone I could think of who might be able to help. And finally, I managed to get hold of someone at the Marine and Wildlife Rescue Charity, a guy called Dan, who, when I said that the boat would be coming fairly close offshore to Great Yarmouth, he said I might know someone. And then he called in Caister Lifeboat, another charity, who very kindly said, yes, we'll assist. We then managed to put Dan in contact with the crew aboard the yacht, and they managed to get the rescue organised for 9:30 yesterday morning. And Caister Lifeboat actually used it as a bit of a training exercise, and the owl was brought back. And we've checked on the owl today, and the owl is doing very well. It's eating well, it's putting on weight, and it's very feisty. And yeah, it's just all round a great story.
Yeah, the sailors were actually confusingly soldiers.
Yes, they're soldiers. They've actually named the owl Little Reg. They serve in the army, the British Army, the Parachute Regiment. So the owl has been named Reg. And yeah, they were absolutely fantastic. As I say, they were in the middle of a race at the time, and they were, yeah, very forthcoming. They just wanted the owl to get back to land.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah, interesting story.
They didn't, did they affect their own position in the race by did they have to do a detour?
It probably has affected them slightly, but yeah, they were 10 days into the race. It's around the whole of the UK and Ireland, and they're finishing down at the Isle of Wight. They're hoping to get there Saturday. So we had someone down there on standby to take the owl Saturday, but they didn't have any food on board. They only had ration packs, which is cooked meat, which isn't good for an owl. So they managed to get the owl some water, but it really was a race against the clock to get the owl back. And yeah, managed to. And it was, yeah, a real good collaborative effort. And yeah, well done, involved.
And normally this owl would be eating mice. Would that be the case?
Yep, predominantly they eat mice, yeah. An adult owl will eat between 3 and 4 small males per night. So this owl, it was looking very malnourished. So we don't know how long it had been out and about. Finding that boat at that time was nothing short of a miracle, really.
Mm-hmm. Now, the owl is, you know, starting to come back. Do you know if is it male or female at this stage?
We're not sure. From the images we've seen, we believe it's a female.
Mm.
But it hasn't been confirmed with the RSPCA at East Hatch, who have it at the moment. But we believe it's a female.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I suppose the next thing is if she, let's assume, is a young owl, would that owl need? Would they have already left home, so to speak, or would they? You know, ideally, would it be that owl need to find where its parents are or where other owls are?
Well, barn owls, they leave the nest site and they stay faithful to their parents and reliant on food for 2 to 3 weeks after leaving the nest. And then they go through something which is called juvenile dispersal, where they'll set out to find and establish their own home range. So from what we understand, this owl was probably had fledged from the nest, had gone to establish its own home range and ended up in the North Sea.
Ah, right. Okay, so when you when you get to meet Reg, is it then a kind of a process of finding some place for Reg to live that Reg might like?
Well, if it's established that it is a juvenile owl, then Reg will wouldn't have established its home range. So the next steps will be to get Reg back up to a good weight, have the bird flight tested, make sure that it's fully equipped to return to the wild. And then they will do something called a soft release, where the bird will be released, but food will be left for it initially for it to return to. So there is a food source there. And then gradually you'll see that the owl doesn't come back and it's gone off into the wild to live its life out.
My word. But it'll have some stories to tell its children that no one will believe. James, thank you very much for talking with us today. That was James Stannard there, a conservation officer for the Barn Owl Trust in Devon.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.